It has to be a significant development to warrant simultaneous stories in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal. The increasing difficulties that the Obama administration is having getting major policy initiatives past the Democratic-controlled Congress.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The long-overdue omnibus spending bill for the current fiscal year finally cleared the Senate yesterday, only with the help of 8 Republican votes. The president's future budget is in trouble. The party barons, so-called, the committee chairs and other Democrats in leadership positions, are displaying resistance to audacious budget proposals. The first casualty appears to be the proposal to limit charitable tax deductions for the wealthiest Americans. Another is the proposal to limit farm subsidies. Where presidential reform runs up against constituent interests, it may be the latter that win. Thus, Senator Ken Conrad of North Dakota, chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, defends farm subsidies. A proposal to cap emissions blamed for contributing to climate change runs up against members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee from coal mining states. There is some opposition among Democrats to proposals to cut back on Medicare and to means-test drug benefits, that is, target them to the poor. The Post called the unexpected resistance an unwelcome surprise. But perhaps this should not be so surprising. Party discipline has been undergoing erosion for a long time. The Black Caucus and the Blue Dogs represent parties within a party, sometimes marching to a different drummer than the president. Time was when defection from the party in power in the White House was rare, when the party whip could make members toe the line with threats of unimaginable political pain. Today, the party whip is more a counter of noses than an inflictor of pain. And to be a maverick no longer invites political death and can even be an asset. In the Senate, initiatives are frequently blocked by filibusters. Altogether, the legislative process would probably benefit from a little old-fashioned partisanship. This is Daniel Shore.